This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, this is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all lined up, ready to go. I suppose that's the conversation of the day. Maybe the non-political conversation of, maybe not the week, but this will be in the talkers top 10, Victoria. The Dallas police officer, former Dallas police officer, who was found guilty of murder. Shooting her next-door neighbor. This is the weirdest. I remember this happened last year.
Yeah.
I thought, this is kind of weird. She went into the wrong apartment, and she shoots the guy who lives there.
He was in his apartment, and so
right.
She shot and killed him. And then
she thought he was an intruder.
Yeah.
So that doesn't carry any water, though it's a plausible answer, but apparently the evidence didn't prove at least to make the jury doubt it. It was a quick verdict, very quick decision.
Yeah.
On their part. The prosecutor said there was no way that she could have missed a number of signs that she was in the wrong apartment, like walking up an extra flight of stairs and not seeing the red door on the ground.
So, I don't know if she was drunk or if she was on drugs. I'm not, because you would have to be.
That wasn't clear.
You would have to be.
Yeah.
But you can't be drunk and shoot someone and not take responsibility, you know?
Right.
So
they said that there was like a small amount of marijuana or something. I don't care how drunk or how high or whatever it was going on. I understand being in the wrong hallway. I'm sure that can happen to the best of us.
We all get lost.
If you walk into an apartment and don't see your furniture,
right?
I mean, that's the dead giveaway for me, no pun intended. I mean, if I walk in and didn't see, you know, my cat and my couch, I might go, oh, wait, I might question myself before I start shooting somebody.
Well, there's nothing
more going on.
In your case, there's no other house in the world that looks like yours. So you couldn't get lost.
My house is very cute for the neighborhood.
It is cute. Yeah, for the neighborhood.
As I recall, you broke in once. You're lucky I didn't get out. They marched to take care of you.
at least once, yes, under the circumstances. All right, so do we have anything that's universal about the Trumpster situation? I thought the polls, the surveys, four or five of them released the last day or so, show some fairly significant support for the impeachment. It's kind of like half and half or almost half.
So indicative of politics right now. It is literally half and half. Most of the polls are like 47-47, something like that.
Yeah. So how does he recover from this? How does he get out of this hole? How does he fix the problem for himself and for the party?
Well, he's really good at branding. I mean, there's no reason. The only reason you've been hearing him say it was a perfect phone call is because that's what he does. He brands things. He knows how to market a storyline. He knows how to brand people. He did it to Hillary Clinton. I don't know. The RNC released numbers yesterday. They raised $125 million in the third quarter. And to put that in perspective with what Obama did at the same point in office, you know, when he was in office at the same time going into a second term, he raised $70 million. President Trump is raising a lot of money. The RNC in the last three, with the 3 days of impeachment inquiry talk last week, they raised $20 million. So, I think his base, there's also some polling indicating that his base isn't cracking with this. He still has it. The battle is always going
to be...
The base is not fringe. I mean, the base is the Republican Party for the most part.
Well, I would tell you the farmers are not with him anymore, Jennifer. The people that I know who are Republican.
You know, and that's one of the things, it's interesting that you say that, because when I go around and I do speeches, there's two groups really to watch, and those are independent voters and the farmers. And I think if he can settle something with China, if the trade war can come to a conclusion of some kind, I think there's no chance that he won't win again in 2020, even with all this stuff going on. So I think you have to watch the farmers. In talking to, like, my family, they voted Democrat their whole life until Trump, and then they voted for Trump. And now they're saying, well, you know, we're not happy, but we don't know what we're going to do yet. It depends on who runs against him. And I think that really, it's hard to judge polling when you're thinking about 19 other candidates.
If they're silly enough to put Elizabeth Warren out there.
Right, then the farmers are going back to Trump in a second.
Right.
And along with big business, because big business doesn't want to see Elizabeth Warren. So it's hard to predict right now because you don't know who he's running against. It's very easy to say anybody but Trump until you have that person.
All right, so let's not waste our time on that. Let's talk about this other whistleblower that's come forward alleging some sort of inappropriate steps taken to influence the audit of his taxes. I guess this goes back to August when Richard Neal, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, there's allegations, and Munchkin is in the fray as well. So is there anything to this, or is this more, let's go get Trump, bang, 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 bang?
I don't know. I think we have to actually see it. Look, I want to judge this stuff fairly. I've always said I care about the country and the office more than I do about a Trump vote. It's just, you know, I feel like there has been a total effort to get him. And I use air quotes.
Oh, there is.
The first day he was
Maxine
signing,
Waters said, Maxine Waters said the president ought to be thrown in solitary confinement. Impeachment's not good enough for him. I mean, of course it's ridiculous. So it's all that kind of rhetoric that does polarize people. And then Trump, on the other hand, when he says there will be a revolution or a civil war if I'm not reelected, that's nonsense as well.
And I don't think it's about reelection. It's about impeachment. And I honestly believe if we go down this path, this is not good for our country to impeach someone because you don't like them and because, you know, he doesn't make you feel good. The Democrats had a real opportunity to get together a great candidate, to give them a platform that means something to the American people. I mean, look, I'm no Democratic strategist, but I can tell you right now.
Well, the strategy can work for either party.
Yeah. I look at polling, and where you could poke holes into Trump all day long is in healthcare, because the two issues that top the list of what Americans care about, immigration is first, healthcare is second, poll. And Trump has tried to do stuff about immigration, but he promised he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And we could argue that that was John McCain's fault or whatever. He did not do that. And so if I'm a Democrat and I want to actually do something for America that's positive and moves us forward, I come up with a kick butt plan for healthcare, and I run it strong against Trump with all the force of the Tom Steyers and the George Soros and all those big money Democratic donors. And we try to beat him, you know, instead of try to go down
this path. I think that's why Bernie still has traction, because the Medicare for All is something that is very, very appealing to a lot of people. And so I think that that's why he still is relevant. I think it's
interesting,
exactly that reason.
You're saying that
the most money of all the candidates, by the way.
There's a poll, a Manchester Union Leader, that suggests that Bernie is on the outs in New England even. Warren and Biden are tied pretty much. I don't know, 49%, something like that. Bernie's got all the other, Beto Gochi or whatever his name is, the mayor.
Buttigieg,
him too. Kamala Harris is at the end of the line, in the poll. But that's New England. I don't know how she'd do in California, but.
I read something yesterday. She just raised another $11 million or something, so.
Why?
People are still
nickel to
She's
her?
She's got business behind her.
That's
how she became senator. In California, she's like number five in the polls. Elizabeth Warren is winning by 9 points.
Why would
California
you give any
Biden.
Money to somebody like that that hasn't got a chance of anything? I mean, she stayed in the Senate, I suppose. Use the money for that.
Especially.
But why would people in California even vote for her for Senate? She is the fraudulent. She's the face of fraudulence. She really is. Anyway, the network's news coverage of the Ukraine situation doesn't spend much time looking into Joe Biden. So is there anything to that? That is not the network news coverage, but to Biden and what happened in Ukraine. I don't, that's been back and forth and up and
down. I've
read
so many things that said that it's been disproved long ago, and that this is just one of Trump's talking points that he just keeps bringing up over and over, and then people believe that there's something to it. I mean, that is part of his strategy. He's good at doing that.
Yeah, but there was actually, there are a lot of books written about this way before Trump. Peter Schweizer is one that wrote about this empire, and I've read his books, and they're very convincing. What's at issue here is that when Biden was vice president, he took Hunter to China and on Air Force Two, and within 2 weeks, Hunter Biden, who was thrown out of the military for cocaine and for drug use, literally had a deal, like a $1 billion deal with the China bank, with China Bank, literally their banking system. So 2 weeks later, he has that deal. Then he goes and gets in business with John Kerry's son. They go off to Ukraine. He's asked to sit on the board of Burisma, which Burisma is an energy and oil group. That he has no experience in. That. He doesn't speak Ukraine. He's like not, there's no reason why they would choose him. I mean, I guess you could ask him, but why they would choose him.
Choose him because he's the vice president's son. That's why.
Right. And that's the problem. And
he was making that. Yeah.
And he was making over $50,000 a month. And then they were starting to look into Burisma Capital. And that's when Joe Biden, who in his own words bragged about it on a campaign video, said, I went to them and told them to fire that prosecutor. And they did. And he threatened to withhold loan funding. And so there are some things that are problematic. And whether or not we want to think that they're political or not, look, if we're all about investigations, then investigate them.
Yeah, let's have another investigation. Let's waste more of the taxpayers' money. Yeah, let's do that. 17 after the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Have you seen the pictures of this guy grabbing Justin Timberlake's leg while he's walking into Paris Fashion Week with his wife, Jessica Biel? The guy's down on
his... I didn't think they caught me on camera.
Yeah, no, some guy is on his hands and knees grabbing onto Justin Timberlake's leg. What in the name of God is the matter with people? A serial carpet disruptor, he was described as. 21 at the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Romantic line.
Where have you been? I'm just not myself when you're away.
Fabulously romantic lyrics.
Yes,
where have you been? Song from Kathy Mattea here. She's the West Virginia-born country singer. Hasn't had a song in the country charts for nearly 30 years. But after the airing of that Ken Burns country music documentary, she woke up last week to find that both her greatest hits collection, her 1989 song, Where Have You Been, were included among the 40 top-selling country songs and albums on Amazon and iTunes. That says something for the popularity of that television show, which I have talked about and lauded. I think it is a fabulous look at not only country music, but Americana. And Kathy Mattea, who actually served as a consultant and talking head in the documentary, you can see her a number of times, said, I've been thinking to myself, this documentary was going to be the greatest thing for country music, but never thought about how it was going to affect me personally. Now I'm just a giggly schoolgirl. She's just one of the country artists, living and dead, whose music was dramatic. You look at across the board, all the people that were focused in this Burns documentary. The day after country music's finale, 14 of the top 20 selling country albums on iTunes were from artists who've been prominently mentioned: Waylon Jennings, Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson. Emmylou Harris alone had 6 albums featured in the top 100 best-selling chart. At one point, 63 of the top 100 spots on Amazon's country chart were occupied by artists that were profiled in that documentary.
That's amazing, right? That's an incredible 63 out of the top 100 songs.
Great. I don't know if anybody listening hasn't seen it. You ought to make it your business to see this. And the episode with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Kris Kristofferson, when that went out, each of the artists saw 1,000% jumps in their album sales from one day to the next. biggest percentage streaming jumps have come for long dead artists like Uncle Dave Macon and Sam McGee. Macon and McGee, which you're listening to right now, coming around when we come. That was included in the soundtrack of the documentary. Soundtrack recording resulted in a 13,000% increase in streaming for McGee and me, for McCon and McGee. How about that?
That's amazing.
Pretty amazing stuff. And it's a it really is. Fabulous tape. Haven't seen it. Johnny Cash, the Gift documentary, coming to YouTube. The Journey of Johnny Cash, set to premiere November 11th. A trailer for the documentary, directed by Bruce Springsteen collaborator, Emmy and Grammy-winning filmmaker Tom Zimney, dropped yesterday, teasing what promises to be a wellspring of recently discovered archival materials and interviews with family and celebrities, that sort of thing, some of the collaborators. The film itself explores Cash's artistic victories, the personal tragedies, the struggles with addiction. I think that's been over. I mean, enough already with him and his... We know that he had troubles with addiction. We know he had personal trouble. I don't know if this... If that's what
but
this is about.
The movie kind of ends... If you're referring to the movie, which I know that it definitely documented it pretty well, but I think that... The way his life after when the movie ended, people don't know a lot about. And I think that's really
good.
No,
I'm
this
talking about. Well, if you. This Ken Burns thing spends more time on Johnny Cash than anybody else. And he and Reba McEntire get, I think, from what I saw, a more airtime, and Willie probably as well, than anybody else. And the stories that were all about his family. His daughter is on the show talking about her father lovingly but realistically.
Carlene?
So. No.
Roseanne?
Carlene was it?
No, the other one. There's one other one. I can't remember the name. All right, that's the Johnny.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The verdict comes in the murder trial of a former Dallas cop who killed her neighbor.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment.
Amber Geiger convicted of murder yesterday for shooting Botham Jean last year, claiming that she thought she was in her apartment and that he was an intruder. Today, the sentencing phase continues, with Geiger possibly facing life in prison. Hundreds were expected, but in fact nearly 4,000 people who never knew Edward Pearson during his lifetime attended his funeral at Sarasota National Cemetery yesterday. He was buried with military honors after his obituary included mention that he had no immediate family, and anyone was welcome to attend his funeral. Again, thousands did. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Got 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria, who is going to bring us up to date on the latest from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I thought it was very interesting. Some of the news media comparing the media's treatment of Meghan Markle to Prince Harry's mother, Princess Di, which I think is, I don't know whether it's legit or it isn't legit, but
well, he feels it's similar.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's he issued a statement that, you know, they just wrapped up their trip to Africa, and by all accounts, it seemed to be a very successful trip, and people loved seeing them. They saw baby Archie for the first time, and so it.
How do you measure success for a trip like that?
I just think, but I think, like, the optics of it, I think it was a successful trip, and, you know, there was no controversy. People seemed to really love meeting Meghan Markle in person, and they just seemed like it was a good trip. And so now that the trip is over, Prince Harry has taken a pretty strong stance against the British tabloid press. He issued a statement, which he has not really done. He only did this one other time when they got engaged. And at the time, the reports were horribly racist, and he called them out for being racist. But This time, he said, quote, unfortunately, my wife has become one of the latest victims of a British tabloid press that wages campaigns against individuals with no thought to the consequences, a ruthless campaign that has escalated over the past year throughout her pregnancy and while raising our newborn son. He said that they, the two together, have continued to put on a brave face, but I cannot begin to describe how painful it has been. He said that he has been a silent witness to Meghan's private suffering for too long, and he said to stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in. Then he mentioned Princess Diana. He said, though this action may not be the safe one, it is the right one, because my deepest fear is history repeating itself. I've seen what happens when someone I love is commoditized to the point that they are no longer treated or seen as a real person. I lost my mother, and now I watch my wife falling victim to the same powerful forces. That is a very strong statement. That's something that, you know, a lot of us have felt. Wow, there's some similarities. They're really attacking her the way they went after Princess Di. But until you really hear it from her son, it kind of it holds a lot of weight. The fact that he even mentioned that.
It's sadistic. This kind of stuff is just plain damnable and
the British
sadistic.
Tabloids, though, man,
they're sadistic.
Are just, I know. They are. They're notoriously
horrible. So what does that say
horrible.
About the
who
British
cares?
People? What are they? Who buys this stuff? I mean, that's one of the things about England that I don't like. I happen to love.
They love the tabloids.
They really love culture.
All this crap. Gosh. It's just crap. It's complete.
It is
crap. Yeah. Good for him that he spoke up.
Yeah.
The way he ought to.
Well, they're actually
stick up for their wives.
And he should. And Harry and Meghan are actually in the process of suing Britain's Daily
Good.
Mail.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. They published that letter that she had written to her father. Now, we know, obviously, either the father or that creepy sister sold the letter to the Daily Mail. But Harry and Meghan are suing them, saying that they never should have published it. And they shouldn't have. It was embarrassing. It was horrible.
Yeah. So a couple of other people in the news. Tom Cruise was in Ukraine scouting film locations for the next Mission Impossible.
Gosh, can we just all stay out of Ukraine?
I know, right? I've never heard about Ukraine more than this.
I told you about my trip to the Ukraine.
It's just Ukraine. And don't say that. That drives me nuts. The reason
I
keep talking about Ukraine.
Drives you nuts. Yeah,
nobody goes to the Mexico. Nobody goes to the Poland.
But we do come to
the United States.
I go to Canada.
So anyway, he was there and he went to meet with the president. He was the president.
Who hasn't met with this guy?
Maybe he should have a phone call. I think Pompeo's got some time this afternoon.
Yeah.
He can join
him. Right. Yep. There you go. Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have on the people list? Ex-Representative Chris Collins, Jennifer, pled guilty.
Is he going to be with Michael Cohen in upstate
New
York?
Insider trading. Yeah, it could be a good place for him.
Yep.
I don't know what his sentence is like.
His seat.
It'll be open until they have a special election.
I thought somebody got appointed usually.
With the Senate, I know someone gets appointed. Because, you know, that's the big story in California is that Dianne Feinstein, who's like 8,003, give or take a day, is...
nice.
is going to step down, and then Gavin Newsom, the governor, would appoint Eric Garcetti, the brilliant mayor of Los Angeles, who allows 60,000 people to sleep on the streets every night, to become senator. Because
so what is Gavin
remember,
Newsom
he was
going to
run for
this?
President, but he couldn't. Newsom's going to run for president. He's there.
Yeah, of course. He'll be great.
This is a stepping stone.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we've got Colin, 69 years old. Business dealings with Innate Immunotherapies, a biotech company headquartered in Australia, had inside information, bought a lot of stock.
I think it involved his kid, too, if I remember right.
Yeah, he and his son
broke
both
a couple
up
years
the river.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so there you have.
Well, they can both wear a gray jumpsuit like the situation did. Maybe they'll also lose 36 pounds in jail and
is that what
come
he
out.
Did, really?
He lost 36 pounds. He's never looked better. I'm telling you, I've seen him in the hallway.
No,
he's never
good.
Looked better. He's on the cover of Men's Health now on their website.
For those who don't know, he lives in the same building that Victoria does in New Jersey.
Mike the Situation is who we're talking
Mike
about.
Mike the Situation.
Jersey Shore, yeah.
Stacey Dash. What's the latest?
She is a hot mess. Oh, my God.
I think she's out of jail, I think.
Yeah.
Did you hear that she was telling the arresting officers? I was in Clueless, you know.
I know. Yeah. She said she was a political pundit, too.
I thought she was a political prisoner.
I admire women who jump into this business. It's not easy to become, to get into politics, and people will tear you apart. And
she didn't exactly do it well, though.
No.
I mean,
she sat on the couch on Fox News on Outnumbered, and she had, like, her cards with her, and it was just like, oh, God,
she's an idiot.
Kylie Jenner is dating Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith's gay.
I thought she has...
There's a picture of him with his hand on her butt.
Yeah, because a gay man can do that. A straight man cannot, unless you're dating. Yeah. Yes. They were probably, they were all at Justin Bieber's wedding. That's where those pictures are all from.
Ah.
Down in South Carolina.
But I couldn't put my hands on your butt and get away with it.
Because you're not a gay man.
Oh, okay. So what, gay man? Excuse me.
He likes Barry Manilow.
I do like Barry Manilow. I have no problem.
He's a Manilow.
Yep, I have absolutely no problem. I have always been known in real manhood as someone who understands sensitivity. I am a sensitive new age guy, according to my daughter, and I have no problem
with that. Sometimes you are.
Okay, judgment time. Mm-hmm. The vaping deaths there in New Jersey, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Two more of them. The nationwide total is 16 now, and this continues. So more and more states are looking at this and
they
trying to make...
They think it's the marijuana vapes. That's the one...
People are making their own cartridges or something. Ugh.
Yeah, I think that is the problem. The people are not using the commercial ones. The CDC says the agency is aware of 805 confirmed or probable cases of lung injury associated with these e-cigarettes. Why in the name of God, with all this information, this should be something in the science classes of every high school. Every single high school should be talking and teaching about the vagaries of using these damn products.
I know. It's funny you say that. Go ahead, Jen. No, go ahead.
We're like playing chicken.
No, I just think it's funny. We make a big deal.
After you. We make such a big deal about the vapes. And look, they're terrible. I've never put a vape to my lip. I've never had an e-cigarette. I don't smoke regular cigarettes. I don't like any of it. But what I think is odd is that there's this push to ban all these vapes in these e-cigarette devices when cigarettes have been killing people more than just 16.
Well, that is, right. That's the other side of it.
But the problem, though, is one vape is like smoking like multiple packs of cigarettes in just one vape. That is the problem that people don't know.
It's all bad. And I think they need to regulate it. If they regulated the vapes and the e-cigarettes like the... like they do cigarettes, I think you wouldn't see so many of these problems, but they don't. Well, they have no regulation.
Right. And to Doug's point about teaching in school, Doug, my friend's dad is a chemistry teacher in high school, and he's actually teaching kids why the vapes are so bad. And I didn't even know this, but I just saw him over the weekend, and I was kind of fascinated by what actually is the real issue with it. Every vape in the cartridge, it's liquid, but it needs a stabilizing oil. And these vapes are all using vitamin E. And Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken can probably tell you right away, if you ingest vitamin E into your lungs, you're doing serious damage. But that's the stabilizing oil that they use. And so I actually think that he seems to think, too, that when they really do, and I hate to say some autopsies here, but I think when they really figure this out, it's not just going to be the THC in the vapes. I think it's going to be the stabilizing oil, whether it's tainted or just vitamin E oil in general. It's just really bad for you to ingest.
Yeah. Yep. That's what they say is killing people, is that waxy substance that's getting caught in people's
covers
lungs
up
and
the
causing an infection.
Capillaries in the cilia, whatever they call it, in your lungs. Up next, the latest on the GM strike here on the DJV program, 44 after the hour.
Fitness and calendar apps can improve our lives, but apps can also help you achieve financial goals, with some offering personalized help. For example, a free new app from LendingTree could help you find savings opportunities while reducing financial anxiety. Not only can you check your credit score, you can receive tips to improve it and get notified when you're in range for a better credit card or loan rate. Plus, it offers tools for cash flow management and savings alerts for monthly expenses. Find it at the App Store or Google Play, or visit LendingTree.com. If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit AddictionResourceCenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today.
That's 1-833-301-HELP.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I understand these numbers. According to the union, General Motors has lost $1 billion since the strike started. I don't get that at all under the circumstance. It may be in terms of the value of their stock, but they got 90 days worth of cars, or they did at the beginning of the strike. Now they got 82 days worth of cars sitting on lots, so it's not like they don't have something to sell. The United Auto Workers aren't being paid, so not losing any money there.
Yeah, but they've had to close down two different plants.
Well, that's the people that support, right, exactly, the building.
They're talking this morning about just how bad the economy is in Michigan already, that it was already so fragile, and that this strike is just making it terrible. And they're even saying, with not to make it all about 2020, but they're saying what happens in Michigan over the next couple of weeks will probably, really could impact how 2020 comes out.
Yeah.
You mean you're talking about the election?
Yeah, because the economy is taking such a hit. And this was a state, Michigan's such a weird state anyway. Obama had it, then Trump flipped it. So it's really kind of it's anybody's game at this point.
Speaking of Trump, Giuliani has hired a former Watergate prosecutor as his personal attorney. Why does he need a lawyer?
I don't know, because he keeps going on all these shows saying over and over, don't they know I'm a lawyer?
Like, well, he's fantastic. Because he's been subpoenaed, actually. That's why he needs a lawyer. He's
so
representation.
Who pays for these lawyers?
He would.
Do the individuals pay? So what's the attraction to public service if you're going to open your yap like that and get into trouble and have to pay your own way out? I don't kind of get that at all.
He's made a lot of money.
Right. Not now, though. It's 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Einstein is here on the DJV program with the latest from the flatulent feline department. Warren last week started a lot of controversy. I tried to quell it. You heard me, Victoria. I didn't want to have this conversation, but Warren insisted that we talk about gas in cats. So the conversation continued. It was uncontrollable. Excess gas in a cat's stomach. What happens, you know, it's always the dog's fault. It really isn't. It's the cat's fault. But the cat looks around and says, "No, nobody believes that I've got a problem fermenting in my digestive tract. No. Or swallowing air too fast. No.
So are we doing another segment on cat flatulence? Because it kind of sounds like that's where we're headed.
I'm just kind of sitting back and listening.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what causes cat flatulence?
I'd love to hear what Warren has to say about any other topic.
Diet high in wheat, corn, soybeans.
Anything else, Warren. Give us anything.
Let's remember that I deal with behavior, so that end is not my specialty. The front end is my specialty, okay? So what I wanted to talk about today, beyond flatulent felines, is the concept. And I wrote this last week, and it's kind of really, I'm even proud that I wrote it. One reason it's so important to train your dogs is to prevent them from becoming a prisoner of their own misbehavior. And I mean that seriously. What often happens if dogs are not trained throughout their entire lives, they get yelled at for not doing this, don't do that, don't chew, don't jump, don't hump, don't dig, don't. And so by taking the time to educate the dog now becomes more apt to be part of the family where you want to take them on a vacation, you want to take them to the store, I'm going to lunch with my dogs today, you want to take them somewhere. So it's important to educate your dogs, not because you want your dog to sit and stay every time you ask him to, but to really be socialized and become part of the family. So many, I think 80 to 85% of dogs that go to shelters are returned to shelters because of behavior issues. In fact, I just got asked the other day if I would do a seminar for the City of Los Angeles shelters, and I'm going to do it, you know, down the road a bit. But it's so important to understand the concept of education and socialization. What devastates me more than anything in the world is to see a dog. I guess people who work with children feel the same way. See a dog with so much potential. And yet that potential is kind of geared towards negativity, because that's the only way the dog gets attention, is when he's doing something wrong, the guardian's not taking the time to teach him to do something right.
I always, when Daisy does her pee and poop outside, I think that's how I got her to stop, because remember, she grew she spent 2 years or more in a cage, never got out, had two litters, lived in her own poop, never had any training for anything, couldn't walk when I got her, so encouraging her when she poops and pees outside, I think pretty much took care of the problem, and that was your suggestion, Warren. Let's have a round of applause for Warren. I want a round of applause also for this 92-year-old retired veterinarian who spends all of his time, Warren, making wheelchairs for paralyzed animals. His name is Dr. Lincoln Parks. He's dedicated the rest of his life, he said, to custom building carts for paralyzed animals. Dogs, cats, all kinds of other animals, rabbits that have become unfunctioning or they can't walk or whatever it is. So those are the kind of people you really like to tout.
That's how I differentiate people that I really respect versus those that I don't. People get into certain industries because it's a career to make a living, but yet when they get older and retire, they stop. They just cut it right there. I always respect the people who's such a passion that even when they retire from veterinary or whatever they're doing, their passion is still there to help as many animals as they possibly can. Hats off to that guy. Great idea.
This week, National Black Dog Week, Black Animals. I didn't realize this until we talked about it. Thanks to Victoria for bringing this to our attention, that the black animals, black dogs especially, but black cats as well, suffer when it comes to being adopted. And in fact, more black dogs are euthanized than any other color of dog.
Yeah, it's called black dog syndrome. It's a big problem in most shelters. People just don't want... In fact, I posted on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know, because I have no idea. I mean, I don't know why, but there's obviously reasons for it. I posted on Instagram and Facebook a picture of my little black dog, a Willie, last night. And he was actually photobombed by my other dog. But it's important that... Yeah, if you just remember this. When you adopt a dog, it doesn't make any difference what the dog looks like, because you're not going to fall in love with the outside. After an hour or two with the dog, you fall in love with the inside, so he's black, green, orange, or whatever. Maybe I'm lucky because I'm colorblind, so I don't see what color my dogs are. I have a green dog and I don't even know about it.
It's so weird, though, the black dog thing, because I always just think of black labs as being sort of universally friendly, and people love black labs, so it just doesn't... It never really made sense to me, but a friend of mine adopted a black lab mix from a shelter, and he had been there for a long time, and luckily he's in a wonderful home now. But everyone who worked at the shelter in the city said the same thing. They're like, people don't want black dogs.
Yeah, black dogs are the hardest to find. I know, there's no reason for it, but they are. Absolutely.
Seems weird. Warren Eckstein, his pet show website is thepetshow.com. He's here with us on the DJ.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.